Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. Our beaches and rivers are incredibly beautiful, but they can also be dangerous. With some basic safety information, you can enjoy our beaches and rivers with confidence. The rivers of northwestern California can have cold, swift-moving water any time of year because of snowmelt and reservoir releases. And river bottoms often have unexpected drop-offs and slippery rocks. The rivers can also change from year to year, so don't assume that an area that was safe last year is also safe this year. The cold water is a particular problem because it can make your arms and legs not work properly through a process called cold water paralysis. This can make it difficult or impossible to keep your head above water and can happen only after a few minutes in cold water. Your best protection is to always wear a life vest when on the river to help keep your head above water in case you fall in. Sudden drop-offs and swift currents often get people in trouble who are just wading knee-deep in the river. The very next step can put you in water that's deeper and faster than you're ready for. So check the river for swift currents and steep drop-offs before going in, and don't be fooled by a calm appearance on the surface. Sometimes getting a higher vantage point can help you see the true nature of the river. And wearing a life vest never hurts, even for wading. This is especially true for non-swimmers, and of course, children should always wear life vests. Even if they're just playing near the water, in an instant they can be in the water. Our beaches also have their dangers. Large waves can surprise you any time of year. They can catch you off guard and pull you quickly into the ocean, where survival is almost impossible because of the strong currents, turbulent surf, and very cold water. The key is to not get pulled into the ocean in the first place. So don't be fooled by an ocean that looks calm. There can be up to 20 minutes of smaller waves before a set of big waves comes in and surprises you. The best approach is to stay farther back from the water than you might think is necessary. Definitely way above the wet sand line. And, of course, never turn your back on the ocean. Also, don't go in after dogs. Dogs that are pulled into the surf almost always get out on their own, while their rescuers often perish. So don't go in, let them swim. One final note about our beaches. Avoid steep beaches like Big Lagoon, Dry Lagoon, and Freshwater Lagoon, especially if you have children. Steep beaches are particularly dangerous because the force of the ocean waves can reach much farther up the beach and pull you into the surf. Steep beaches also have coarse sand that washes out from under your feet, and the pull of the withdrawing water makes it hard to resist being pulled into the surf. So don't be afraid of visiting and enjoying our amazing North Coast beaches and rivers. Use these simple safety tips to stay safe and stay alive. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.